from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Weekday afternoons from 2 to 5
with Wisconsin Sports Daily.
Starting Monday
on WSSP Milwaukee, 1250 AM, The Fan.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go!
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show.
We'll talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks.
Every day. This show will talk sports every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer
on 1250 AM, The Fan. Get ready to go.
All right, here we go. It is really happening. Can you believe it? I cannot. I'll be honest with you. I can't believe this is actually happening. We are back to doing this thing here on 1250 AM, The Fan. It's been a long time. And I am so happy to be back on doing a daily show. For us, we've been doing the Potawatomi Sportsbook for a Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's after every Bucks game. We started that on March 4th. Some of you may not know that. If you did not know we're doing postgame shows after the Bucks again, now you know. And luckily for you, just in time for the playoffs to start on Sunday against the Pacers. So we have that going and had that going for about a month. And now today starts this, a Monday through Friday show from 2 to 5 each and every day going forward. I'm your host, Charlie Usen, other side of the glass. He is our producer here at WSSP, and you'll get to know him over the course of time as well. You've probably heard him on the postgame show already. You've checked out the postgame show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll tell you what's coming up on today's show in a minute. I want to just to address a couple of things. Since I've kind of been away, and we've been doing the toy drive every year for Children's Wisconsin, which is near and dear to my heart. And I thank everybody in our building for allowing us to continue to do the toy drive, even though we didn't have local programming per se. I'd Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and it was fun. We did right around $100,000 last year at the toy drive, which was this last November, which was awesome. And had a lot of fun. And now I'm looking to doing live broadcasts again at the toy drive. So that'll be a lot of fun, too. But along the way, between people tweeting at me between people coming up to me and saying, Sparky, let me tell you, coming to the toy drive, whatever the case may be, this is what I've heard for about the last year and a half. I've heard, all they do is they talk about one team. That's all they ever talk about is one team. They never talk about all the teams. Well, I'm building this show based on what I've heard everybody complain about for the last year and a half. Okay? That's how I've built this show. Now, we'll find out if I'm being smart or if I'm being stupid. Because I think I'm being smart, but I don't know. Right? I mean, if the ratings come out after about a year, because it's too hard to tell ratings early on. So after about a year, if the way I'm doing it is wrong, then we'll see poor ratings. And I'll be like, okay, well, that was dumb. But for the time being, as we start this show, first time back, April 15th of 2024, we're going to do this show your way. The way that you've told me you wanted sports talk radio. The way that you have said you've missed sports talk radio. We're going to do it your way. So, this is how it's going to be. I'm going to try my best to give you Packers, Brewers, Bucks every day. I only have 3 hours. That's all I got. I got 2 to 5. So, there will be at least one segment, at least one, every day dedicated to each of those three teams. But depending on what's going on, some days there'll be more Bucks stuff than Packers or Brewers, but they will definitely get one segment, Packers and Brewers. There'll be other days, you know, coming up on the draft and so forth. There might be more Packers stuff than there is the other, but each one of those other two teams is still going to get something. Now, I'm not going to promise you Badgers every day and Marquette every day and Milwaukee Panthers every day or Milwaukee Admirals every day. I'm not going to do that. But I will tell you that when relevant, I will talk about them. I will have interviews with people that cover those teams. Or, you know, John Greenberg of the Milwaukee Admirals. Their playoffs are getting ready to start. So I'll probably talk to Greeny at some point. I'm going to try and cover it all. I'm going to try and make it so I don't have to hear, Sparky, you only talk about the Packers. Sparky, you only talk about the Bucks. Sparky, you only talk about the Brewers. I don't want to deal with any of that crap. So we're going to try and make everybody happy. And you know what they tell you when you do what I do? Don't worry about trying to make everyone happy. That's what they tell you. Don't try. Don't bother. You can't make everyone happy. Maybe not. But I love talking about all those teams. So we're going to try and talk about all those teams every day. May I screw up once and again and miss or something? Maybe. But I'm telling you right now, that's the goal of this radio show. The other goal, and this is an important goal to me. This has more to do with me maybe than it has to do with you complaining to me, even though I have heard your complaints. Which is, nobody takes calls. Nobody wants to take calls and talk to the people anymore. That's just not a thing. Well, I'll tell you what. It's going to be a thing on this show. I want full phone lines, as many phone lines as we can fill up each and every day on this show. Every day. Regardless of topics or whatever the case may be, I want to talk to you. That's part of being a talk show, in my opinion. Now, there are some that think doing sports talk radio is just talking amongst the hosts, and that's fine if that's how they want to do it. To me, that you can qualify that as a podcast if you're not interacting with your callers or your listeners. That's how I would view it. You can just call it a podcast. You don't have to be on the radio to do that. To me, do I do podcasts? Yes. Curt and Long podcast with Ryan Horvath, BetMGM Tonight. I do the Greeny Groig podcast with Nathan Marzian. That's a lot of fun, a couple days a week. And I do my spare time bowling show podcast with Dwight Ulbrich and Phil Brawley. We started that up after all this kind of went away. We brought that back again. So I do that once a week. I enjoy doing all the podcasts. But what I've missed is talking with you. You calling into the show and going back and forth and establishing relationships and reconnecting with people. And that's been the fun part about after Bucks games, because Justin in North Carolina and some of these other guys have called in, right? Ian in Hartford. Longtime listeners that have called in back into the show, and we get to talk and reconnect and fight and argue again like we used to do. That's why I love doing what I do. More than anything else, it's taking calls and talking with y'all. May I get mad and hang up on you from time to time? Yeah, probably. May you get mad and scream and yell at me on Twitter after I hang up on you? Yeah, probably. But that's what we've done for this whole time. 2005 is when this station won Sports Talk. I don't want to change that. I don't want to change what this station is about. So I want to do that. I want to read tweets and Facebook posts on the air. and interact. Fan interaction. That's what I want on this show. Because I don't have me and a bunch of people around me anymore. Used to. And I miss those guys. I miss Gary Ellerson. I miss Leroy Butler. Miss Rami. Right? Baby Tosh. All those guys. Tim Allen. But nothing I can do about that right now. All I can do right now is give you the best radio show I can give you. That's what we're going to try and do. Today's show. 240, Eric Name will join us. Beat writer for the Milwaukee Bucks, covers for The Athletic. Y'all know Eric Name. He, of course, back in the day was an intern here at 1250 before his career took off and skyrocketed later at The Athletic. And he has done an amazing job. Very proud of him. So we'll talk to him. Coming at 240, Bucks Pacers on Sunday, like I said. Got to talk about Giannis, whether or not he's going to play. Shams Charania said earlier today on social media that it's not probably looking all that great for Giannis. That it is, as far as him playing early in that series. Now, you know, how far into the series before he plays, if he plays, don't know. But it doesn't sound like it's sounds all that great. But he does have, you know, 6 days off here before they play on Sunday. So hopefully he can continue to rehab and get that calf better and be able to go on Sunday. So we'll talk with Eric Name about that. Ryan Wood. If you look at his Twitter timeline, it says, that dude on 1250 AM, The Fan. He never took it down. He never changed it on his byline on Twitter after everything happened. Never, ever changed it. So he's still going to be that dude on 1250 AM. The Fan, of course, covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Looking forward to talking to him coming up at 4 o'clock. And then we got all kinds of topics to talk about. Brewers coming up in the next hour for sure, because I have lots to get off my chest because I don't have a Brewers podcast, right? So we'll get to that. But I want to first start off talking about Stephen A. Smith. Talking about the Milwaukee Bucks on ESPN. Everybody's favorite, Stephen A. Don't watch the show, never watch the show. Do I think sometimes he's right on his takes? Yes. Do I think he is connected to NBA players and so forth? Yes. We're going to play the audio from you for you from this most recent clip of Stephen A. Smith on ESPN. This is what he had to say, and then we will discuss.
This is in front of y'all face. With or without Giannis, Indiana is winning this series. They're going to beat Milwaukee. That's number one. Number two, when that happens, in my opinion, when that happens, I think the Milwaukee Bucks should take a strong, hard look on using the asset that is Damian Lillard and moving him from Milwaukee to someplace else. I don't think he wants to be there. I don't think his play looks like he wants to be there. This is in front of you.
All right, so there's Damian, Stephen A. Smith talking about Damian Lillard. I pulled that clip off of Twitter. Couple things. Let's know who is speaking. But let's know who's speaking first. It's Stephen A. Smith, right? So if we need background on Stephen A. Smith, background is this dude has said he didn't want to come to Milwaukee for a playoff series, had no interest in coming to Milwaukee for a playoff series. We were rooting for the other team, so he didn't have to come to Milwaukee for a playoff series. So from that perspective, do understand that him and many others in that national line of thinking, as soon as Giannis is gone and in New York or somewhere big and fancy, they'll all be much happier about their lives. So they don't have to keep coming here to cover playoffs and everything else. That's just what it is. Plain and simple, y'all can say what you want. They literally said it on TV. So from that perspective, understand who's talking. So him saying, oh, Indiana's going to beat the Bucks, of course. Yeah, that would be great, right? Not that he wants to go to Indianapolis, because I don't think he wants to go there either, to be quite honest with you. No different than Milwaukee. They're almost virtually the same city. I love going to Indianapolis. But that is not a shock that he said that. But then the thing that he said after that is what got my red flag up. And that's what I want to talk about with you. Do you think the Milwaukee Bucks should trade Damian Lillard if they bow out early in the playoffs? First round, second round, whatever. Do you think they should trade Damian Lillard? Because I know a lot of you wanted Drew Holiday to still be here. A lot of you think this team would be better if Drew Holiday was here instead of Damian Lillard. A lot of you have been hard on Damian Lillard all year during the regular season. Been a thing. And it hasn't slowed down or stopped at any point. Now, Has Damian Lillard given you reason to slow down? No. He was awful last night or yesterday against the Magic. Awful. Has he been the Portland Damian Lillard? Nope. Has he looked like a top 75 player? Mm-mm. Certainly has not. So that's what I want to know, Bucks fans. Do you think the Bucks should trade Damian Lillard if the Bucks bow out of the early in the playoffs? Here's the phone number. Some of you may have not had the phone number when we switched, because we switched in 2022. We changed numbers, the call-in number. It's 414-677-1250. We'll see how many of you actually want to take me up on my deal about getting on the air and let's talk and be a community show type deal, right? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. We'll take your calls coming up next. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. Let's go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Seven to shoot. Trent Jr. has had the hot hand. Air ball.
Play with fire with Pat Patterson. I don't know if you could get off of him that much and still contest effectively. Work that possession, though.
Dame crossover between the legs, and he gives the Bucks their first lead since the second quarter.
See, there are positives there with Dame Lillard, right? Lisa Byington, Marcus Johnson on the call. Bally's Sports Wisconsin. That was an older game a little back against the Toronto Raptors a few games ago. But there are positives when it comes to Dame Lillard. Doc Rivers pulled him out in a game earlier this season for a defensive possession late in the game. Put Pat Beverly in. Lillard was steaming mad. And Lillard, the next game, came up with a couple of steals, talked about it with Melanie Ricks on the floor about how you can trust him and he'll play really good defense and so forth. Then he brought it up in post game
We have not seen that since. Lillard getting pulled in a big moment in a critical situation at the end of a quarter. He responded big time. So you could say, well, Doc knew that was going to happen. That's why he did it. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. But it worked. And that is good, obviously. What's not good are these comments made by Stephen A. Smith on ESPN earlier about this Bucks-Pacers playoff series starting on Sunday. This is what Stephen A. had to say.
Hey, this is in front of y'all face. With or without Giannis, Indiana is winning this series. They're going to beat Milwaukee. That's number one. Number two, when that happens, in my opinion, when that happens, I think the Milwaukee Bucks should take a strong, hard look on using the asset that is Damian Lillard and moving him from Milwaukee to someplace else.
So there he is, Stephen A. Smith. Already. Talking about trying to trade Damian Lillard. So that's the question. If they get bounced early, say they lose to the Pacers, or they lose to the Knicks in the second round. Whatever. Do you think the Bucks should trade Damian Lillard if the Bucks bow out early in the playoffs? Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. You can also dial it up. That's always my preference. You know that's always my preference. I'd always rather talk on the phone. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. One of my oldies, but goodies. Martinez, Port Washington, your first up ever on Wisconsin Sports Daily here on Monday, April 15th, 2024. What's up, Martinez?
What's up, Sparky? Glad to hear you again. Hey, man, I don't think we should trade Dame. I'm so tired of Stephen A. He just say stuff for clicks. Because did he say that when LeBron went to Miami and then didn't win the championship? I don't think so.
Nope.
But only because it's Dame in Milwaukee. This is the only reason he's saying this. He wouldn't say that about Dame, that he was in Miami and Miami didn't win. It's because they just don't like Milwaukee, man. And ever since Giannis signed that contract, it's just been pure hatred. Giannis is number five in MVP and stuff like that. It's ridiculous, man. I can't trust nothing they say no more. But why would you trade Dame? You got to remember, Dame didn't have a training camp here. He didn't know where he was going to be. So this team was just all messed up in the beginning with him. So then he comes. Then Terry Stotts gets let go. That was his guy that he could have, you know, depended on.
Yep.
Now that's gone. Then Dame going through a big divorce. I know everybody has problems. But Dame, if you see him, when he's with his kids, he's a whole nother person. Like, his game just ups out of nowhere. And so he's depressed because of that. And then, you know, you got the new rule change. Dame, if we had the rules from last year, Dame would be to the free throw line probably 20 times a game. But it seems like whenever Dame's in the game, he doesn't get the calls that he would normally get when Giannis is in the game. When Giannis is out the game, Dame gets to the free throw. I've been noticing that. It's like they know if Giannis and Dame get the respect they deserve, we are the number one seed and run through the East with no problem. But they just will not give that man his calls. And if you trade this dude, we're going to be the laughing stock at the NBA, because you think about it, Dame is a top 75 player. I promise you, if Dame gets a full training camp and know what's going on, knowing who the coach is going to be, because Doc ain't getting fired, so he's going to be there regardless. It's just a bunch of stupidity from Stephen A. Smith. He just wants to be in a hot place, you know, that's not Milwaukee, and he just speaks stuff, because I believe the Bucks are going to blow out Indiana. They got a vendetta, especially Dame, for Halliburton tapping his watch.
Yep.
Dame ain't forget that. And then you got Malik Beasley saying the next time we see them, this was in January, oh, it's not going to be pretty for them. And I really believe that, man. And I'm going to let other people talk. Man, I'm glad you're back on the air, dude. And I can talk to you in the daytime. Nighttime, you're too late for me, obviously. So, have a good one, man.
Martinez, thank you, my friend. Be good. There he is, Martinez. You can dial it up just like Martinez did. Do you think the Bucks should trade Damian Lillard if they bow out of the playoffs early? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Think about what this dude's been through. Like Martinez referenced, like going through divorce, family still on the West Coast, kids are still on the West Coast. He talks about Terry Stotts quitting before they really got into the season. Walking out on Adrian Griffin. See you later. Then they fire Adrian Griffin in the middle of the season. Take a dude out of the TV booth in Doc Rivers. Put him on the sideline. And says, okay, here's your new coach. Oh, and he brought two new assistants with him. They're going to add to all the other millions of assistant coaches you already had with Adrian Griffin. And we're going to be one big happy family and figure this out together now. There was a lot of moving parts, a lot of which were not good moving parts for most of this season. Now, I've stated in the past on the postgame show that I believe if they do get bounced early, I think they are going to blow part of this team up. I really do. I think Brooke Lopez could be on the move. I don't know about Middleton because I don't know anybody would trade for Middleton because he can't stay healthy. But I think Middleton might be considered at this point. That whole roster. But my point on this whole thing was that you're going to try and build a more athletic, younger team around Giannis and Damian Lillard. Never at any point did I say, trade Damian Lillard and blow this thing up, like Stephen A is saying. No. Now, don't get it confused either. Stephen A. Smith is also the same guy that loves him some South Beach. Loves South Beach. So he would love nothing more for Damian Lillard to go to Miami. Miami to be really good, to Miami represent the East in the NBA Finals so he can go to South Beach a couple of times and enjoy himself while covering the NBA Finals. He'd love nothing more than that. So there's something to that too. So when it comes to him, you have to realize who the person is speaking and what his intentions are more times than not. Now, sometimes he is right. He is connected. He is. Players text him, whatever. I mean, I know the man's connected. I'm not questioning his connections. But what he just did there, that was all opinion-based stuff. That's all that was. All his opinion of what he wants to happen or what he thinks should happen. That drives me nuts. Absolutely nuts. As a Bucks fan who's been through a 15-win season and been through all this nonsense, now you finally get good, and now you got talking heads hoping you fall on your face. It's just remarkable. Now, we're going to talk with Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic, my guy, coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. And I'm looking forward to getting his thoughts, because when we talk about this series against the Pacers on Sunday, and really what's at stake here, I think there is quite a bit at stake here, guys. I really do. They lose this series against the Pacers. If that were to happen, there's going to be big changes. Now, I don't think big changes to the point of John Horst is going to lose his job. No. He's not going to lose his job. Peter Fagan, president, he's not going anywhere. But from a roster perspective, I think there will be some significant movement. And they're going to try and reshape this. John Horst last summer said they needed to get younger. Doc Rivers gets here and says, yeah, you're young guys. Yeah, they're not going to play. Sorry. I'm trying to win here. I'm not trying to play a bunch of kids. So you knew that, though, when you brought Doc in. You knew that was going to, that's his thing. All these old coaches, that's their thing. Not brain surgery here to figure out how these guys are going to coach come playoff time. So as much as you want to see Beauchamp or Andre Jackson or AJ Green, Green's got the best chance of playing in only if he's shooting well. And if he's not shooting well, he's not going to play either. But when you get Indiana, they're young. They want to get up and down the floor. Transition defense has been an issue for this Bucks team.
Make the switch.
So that obviously has been a thing. I have no idea what just played there. I have no clue what just played. But that, to me, is something that you have to consider at this point. Is how are you going to win that series if Giannis doesn't play? And we'll get more into this throughout the week as far as how to beat the Pacers. But that's going to be something that defense and sharing the basketball. Doc Rivers last night after the game, or yesterday afternoon after the game, talked about the fact that we get in trouble when we play one-on-one basketball. Do you realize if you went around southeastern Wisconsin, go into a pick and save, go into a Sendex, a Speedway, a Quick Trip, whatever. And you just went up to people and said, do you like the NBA? Do you like the NBA? The people that say, no, I don't. I would guess if I was playing Family Feud, the number one answer would be they play too much one-on-one. That would be my guess. Too much one-on-one basketball. And that is exactly what kills this basketball team, and part of it is you have guys that are, by their own standards and everybody else's standards, really good. Middleton's an all-star. Lillard's a top 75 player. Giannis is going to be one of the greatest players of all time. Well, he already is one of the greatest players of all time, but depending on how high up the ladder he goes, depends on rings. But he also was in that conversation, right? So when you got guys that believe in themselves the way they do, and they should, they want to be the guy. And when the ball sticks moving around, now you got to play one-on-one. And now you better finish if you don't, then you're the bad guy. And what's been happening? Lillard ends up with the ball in his hands. And then he's playing one-on-one. And then he misses. And then Bucks fans get mad. I wish we had Drew Holiday. And here comes the question we're talking about. Do you think the Bucks should trade Damian Lillard if the Bucks bow out early in the playoffs? In my opinion, you're not going to get a ton back for Damian Lillard. I don't think so. Maybe I'm missing something here. Again, it depends on what you think is a ton, I guess. But you're not going to get Bam Adebayo from Miami. They've already rejected that. You may get Tyler Hero. So good. We get Tyler Hero back. Greenfield zone. Okay, wonderful. Well, then what? Tyler Hero's not winning you a championship as your number two guy to Giannis? That's not happening. If Tyler Hero comes here, that means Middleton's the two and Hero's the three. And again, Middleton can't stay healthy. I mean, this series and the Knicks series is gigantic. Because you literally could be on the cusp of this thing completely unraveling if you lose this series. Completely unraveling. Because if they do trade Brooke or they trade Chris or whatever, and if John Horst is wrong on whatever talent he brings back, and this thing goes sideways next year, big problems. And then Damian Lillard. Nobody's talked about this. What if Damian Lillard asked for a trade? Says, nice town, whatever, but I don't want to be here the rest of my career. I'd like to go somewhere else. What if he did that? That would be horrendous. That'd be very hard, the upper hand to a degree. Because you don't want a guy there that doesn't want to be there more times than not. And you completely ruin the whole idea of guys wanting to play with Giannis if he bails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Seven to shoot. Trent Jr.'s had the hot hand. Air ball.
Play with fire with Pat Patterson. I don't know if he could get off of him that much and still contest effectively. Work that possession, though.
Dame crossover between the legs, and he gives the Bucks their first lead since the second quarter.
See, there are positives there with Dame Lillard, right? Lisa Byington, Marcus Johnson on the call. Bally's Sports Wisconsin. That was an older game a little back against the Toronto Raptors a few games ago. But there are positives when it comes to Dame Lillard. Doc Rivers pulled him out in a game earlier this season for a defensive possession late in the game. Put Pat Beverly in. Lillard was steaming mad. And Lillard, the next game, came up with a couple of steals, talked about it with Melanie Ricks on the floor about how you can trust him and he'll play really good defense and so forth. Then he brought it up in postgame. We have not seen that since. Lillard getting pulled in a big moment in a critical situation at the end of a quarter. He responded big time. So you could say, well, Doc knew that was going to happen. That's why he did it. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but it worked. And that is good. Obviously. What's not good are these comments made by Stephen A. Smith on ESPN earlier about this Bucks-Pacers playoff series starting on Sunday. This is what Stephen A. had to say.
Hey, this is in front of y'all face. With or without Giannis, Indiana is winning this series. They're going to beat Milwaukee. That's number one. Number two, when that happens, in my opinion, when that happens, I think the Milwaukee Bucks should take a strong, hard look on using the asset that is Damian Lillard and moving him from Milwaukee to someplace else.
So there he is, Stephen A. Smith. Already. Talking about trying to trade Damian Lillard. So that's the question. If they can bounce early, say they lose to the Pacers, or they lose to the Knicks in the second round. Whatever. Do you think the Bucks should trade Damian Lillard if the Bucks bow out early in the playoffs? Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. You can also dial it up. That's always my preference. You know that's always my preference. I'd always rather talk on the phone. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. One of my oldies, but goodies. Martinez, Port Washington, your first up ever on Wisconsin Sports Daily here on Monday, April 15th, 2024. What's up, Martinez?
What's up, Sparky? Glad to hear you again. Hey, man, I don't think we should trade Dame. I'm so tired of Stephen A. He just say stuff for clicks. Because did he say that when LeBron went to Miami and then didn't win the championship? I don't think so.
Nope.
But only because it's Dame in Milwaukee. This is the only reason he's saying this. He wouldn't say that about Dame, that he was in Miami and Miami didn't win. It's because they just don't like Milwaukee, man. And ever since Giannis signed that contract, it's just been pure hatred. Giannis is number five in MVP and stuff like that. It's ridiculous, man. I can't trust nothing they say no more. But why would you trade Dame? You got to remember, Dame didn't have a training camp here. He didn't know where he was going to be. So this team was just all messed up in the beginning with him. So then he comes. Then Terry Stotts gets let go. That was his guy that he could have, depended on.
Yep.
Now that's gone. Then Dame going through a big divorce. I know everybody has problems. But Dame, if you see him, when he's with his kids, he's a whole nother person. Like, his game just ups out of nowhere. And so he's depressed because of that. And then, you got the new rule change.
Dane, if we had the rules from last year, Dane would be to the free throw line probably 20 times a game. But it seems like whenever Dane's in the game, he doesn't get the calls that he would normally get when Giannis is in the game. When Giannis is out the game, Dane gets to the free throw. I've been noticing that. It's like they know if Giannis and Dane get the respect they deserve, we are the number one seed and run through the East with no problem. But they just will not give that man his calls. And if you trade this dude, we're going to be the laughing stock of the NBA, because you think about it, Dane is a top 75 player. I promise you, if Dane gets a full training camp and know what's going on, knowing who the coach is going to be, because Doc ain't getting fired, so he's going to be there regardless. It's just a bunch of stupidity from Stephen A. Smith. He just want to be in a hot place, you know, that's not Milwaukee, and he just speaks stuff, because I believe the Bucks going to blow out Indiana. They got a vendetta, especially Dane, for Halliburton tapping his watch.
Yep.
Dane didn't forget that. And then you got Malik Beasley saying the next time we see them, this was in January, oh, it's not going to be pretty for them. And I really believe that, man. And I'm going to let other people talk. I just, man, I'm glad you're back on the air, dude. And I can talk to you in the daytime. Nighttime, you're too late for me. I'll be asleep. So, have a good one, man.
Martinez, thank you, my friend. Be good. There he is, Martinez. You can dial it up just like Martinez did. Do you think the Bucks should trade Damian Lillard if they bow out of the playoffs early? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Think about what this dude's been through. Like Martinez referenced, like going through divorce, family still on the West Coast, kids are still on the West Coast. He talks about Terry Stotts quitting before they really got into the season. Walking out on Adrian Griffin. See you later. Then they fire Adrian Griffin in the middle of the season. Take a dude out of the TV booth in Doc Rivers. Put him on the sideline. And says, okay, here's your new coach. Oh, and he brought two new assistants with him. And they're going to add to all the other millions of assistant coaches you already had with Adrian Griffin. And we're going to be one big happy family and figure this out together now. There was a lot of moving parts. A lot of which were not good moving parts for most of this season. Now, I've stated in the past on the postgame show that I believe if they do get bounced early, I think they are going to blow part of this team up. I really do. I think Brooke Lopez could be on the move. I don't know about Middleton because I don't know anybody would trade for Middleton because he can't stay healthy. But I think Middleton might be considered at this point. That whole roster. But my point on this whole thing was that you're going to try and build a more athletic, younger team around Giannis and Damian Lillard. Never at any point did I say, trade Damian Lillard and blow this thing up, like Stephen A is saying. No. Now, don't get it confused either. Stephen A. Smith is also the same guy that loves him some South Beach. Loves South Beach. So he would love nothing more for Damian Lillard to go to Miami, Miami to be really good, to Miami represent the East in the NBA Finals so he can go to South Beach a couple of times and enjoy himself while covering the NBA Finals. He'd love nothing more than that. So there's something to that, too. So when it comes to him, you have to realize who the person is speaking and what his intentions are more times than not. Now, sometimes he is right. He is connected. He is. Players text him, whatever. I mean, I know the man's connected. I'm not questioning his connections. But what he just did there, that was all opinion-based stuff. That's all that was. All his opinion of what he wants to happen or what he thinks should happen. That drives me nuts. Absolutely nuts. As a Bucks fan who's been through a 15-win season and been through all this nonsense, now you finally get good, and now you got talking heads hoping you fall on your face. It's just remarkable. Now, we're going to talk with Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic, my guy, coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. And I'm looking forward to getting his thoughts, because when we talk about this series against the Pacers on Sunday, and really what's at stake here, I think there is quite a bit at stake here, guys. I really do. They lose this series against the Pacers. If that were to happen, there's going to be big changes. Now, I don't think big changes to the point of John Horst is going to lose his job. No. He's not going to lose his job. Peter Fagan, president, he's not going anywhere. But from a roster perspective, I think there will be some significant movement. And they're going to try and reshape this. John Horst last summer said they needed to get younger. Doc Rivers gets here and says, yeah, you're young guys. Yeah, they're not going to play. Sorry. I'm trying to win here. I'm not trying to play a bunch of kids. So you knew that, though, when you brought Doc in. You knew that was going to, that's his thing. All these old coaches, that's their thing. Not, you know, not brain surgery here to figure out how these guys are going to coach come playoff time. So as much as you want to see Beauchamp or Andre Jackson or A.J. Green, Green's got the best chance of playing, and only if he's shooting well. And if he's not shooting well, he's not going to play either. But when you get Indiana, they're young. They want to get up and down the floor. Transition defense has been an issue for this Bucks team.
Make the switch.
So that obviously has been a thing. I have no idea what just played there. I have no clue what just played. But that, to me, is something that you have to consider at this point. Is how are you going to win that series if Giannis doesn't play? And we'll get more into this, you know, throughout the week as far as how to beat the Pacers. But that's going to be something that defense and sharing the basketball. Doc Rivers last night after the game, or yesterday afternoon after the game, talked about the fact that we get in trouble when we play one-on-one basketball. Do you realize if you went around southeastern Wisconsin, go into a pick and save, go into a Sendex, a Speedway, a Quick Trip, whatever, and you just went up to people and said, do you like the NBA? Do you like the NBA? The people that say, no, I don't, I would guess if I was playing Family Feud, the number one answer would be they play too much one-on-one. That would be my guess. Too much one-on-one basketball. And that is exactly what kills this basketball team. And part of it is you have guys that are, by their own standards and everybody else's standards, really good. Middleton's an all-star. Lillard's a top 75 player. Giannis is going to be one of the greatest players of all time. Well, he already is one of the greatest players of all time, but depending on how high up the ladder he goes, depends on rings. But he also was in that conversation, right? So when you got guys that believe in themselves the way they do, and they should, they want to be the guy. And when the ball sticks moving around, now you got to play one-on-one. And now you better finish if you don't, then you're the bad guy. And what's been happening? Lillard ends up with the ball in his hands. And then he's playing one-on-one. And then he misses. And then Bucks fans get mad. I wish we had Drew Holiday. And here comes the question we're talking about. Do you think the Bucks should trade Damian Lillard if the Bucks bow out early in the playoffs? In my opinion, you're not going to get a ton back for Damian Lillard. I don't think so. Maybe I'm missing something here. Again, it depends on what you think is a ton, I guess, but you're not going to get Bam Adebayo from Miami. They've already rejected that. You make it Tyler Hero. So good. We get Tyler Hero back. Greenfield zone. Okay, wonderful. Well, then what? Tyler Hero's not winning you a championship as your number two guy to Giannis? That's not happening. If Tyler Hero comes here, that means Middleton's the two and Hero's the three. And again, Middleton can't stay healthy. I mean, this series and the Knicks series is gigantic. Because you literally could be on the cusp of this thing completely unraveling if you lose this series. Completely unraveling. Because if they do trade Brook or they trade Chris or whatever, and if John Horst is wrong on whatever talent he brings back, and this thing goes sideways next year, big problems. And then Damian Lillard. Nobody's talked about this. What if Damian Lillard asked for a trade? Says, nice town, whatever, but I don't want to be here the rest of my career. I'd like to go somewhere else. What if he did that? That would be horrendous. That'd be very hard, the upper hand to a degree. Because you don't want a guy there that doesn't want to be there more times than not. And you completely ruin the whole idea of guys wanting to play with Giannis if he bails. That's why this Pacers series is really big. It's really, really big. And they have to figure out a way to finish and win in this Pacers series. All right, coming up in a couple minutes, Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Get his thoughts on all this and just how big is this series for the Indiana Pacers. Plus, we'll talk Packer football still with Ryan Wood, beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. That comes up at 4 o'clock here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, show number one on 1250 AM, The Fan. Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM, The Fan. Seen a bunch of tweets flying in at 1250 AM, The Fan. We'll read some of those tweets coming up here momentarily. But first, I want to get to my guy, Eric Name, Milwaukee Bucks beat writer for The Athletic, old intern for 1250 AM, The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. Eric, thanks for coming on and being a part of, the official relaunch or however you want to view this for 1250 today. Appreciate it.
I am delighted to be here, and I'm delighted to have you here on the airways in Milwaukee.
I'm glad we can do this again, man. I missed it. All right, so first things first, this whole Stephen A. thing we were talking about here in the first half hour of the show. Stephen A. talking about he thinks the Pacers are going to beat the Bucks, and if the Pacers beat the Bucks should trade Damian Lillard and move on from Damian Lillard. I obviously disagree with that notion. But, you know, we start talking about if they lose this series. I think this is a big series because if they get bounced in this series, I think there is going to be some roster maneuvering for certain. I don't think it's Lillard, but I definitely think this roster will probably look pretty different maybe next year if they were to lose this series.
Yeah, I would think so. I think we've seen over the... You know, the last, I don't even know how many years, this is a team that does not enjoy falling short, right? Like, you know, the narrative over the last year or whatever is like, oh, you know, Giannis was the one that decided to fire Mike Boonholzer. No, the Bucks lost as the number one seed last year. Mike Boonholzer made multiple mistakes in that series. Mike Boonholzer got Mike Boonholzer fired. Like, that was the thing, but it speaks to this team and this organization having championship expectations. And, you know, 1 year after they won the championship in 2021, you know, in 2022, you know, you have all the injuries and come up short. Okay, that could be, you know, that could be explained, and obviously they're going to keep trying to push, but, you know, you can bring back that core and try to see if it works. They did. It didn't work last year, and that led to, you know, the full summer changes, all the things that they did in the offseason to get you to this season. And, you know, I think where it becomes interesting is we have no idea if this is going to work, if it's not going to work. First, if they make a deep postseason run, the hiring of Doc Rivers is a success. The team is successful in their first season with Damian Lillard. You know, they've gone in the right direction. They are building towards contending for another championship. Like, all of it changes with a postseason run. It is incredibly angsty and nervy right now. I'm not trying to say that that's not the case. I'm still on Twitter. I see Bucks fans and how they feel about things right now. I get it. But all of this goes away if they make a deep postseason run. And it may be difficult to see right now, but it's certainly one of the possibilities. So I don't know. It's interesting to, you know, 6 days out from game one of the playoffs, we're talking about, I shouldn't say we,
Stephen A.
The national media is talking about what happens when it goes wrong in Milwaukee. Well, you know, I've spent most of the last six seasons covering the team day to day and what's actually going on with the team, while everyone from the outside is covered and they're lapping the field on me. You know, what happens when it goes wrong in Milwaukee? You know, they've really got that covered, and they continue to excel in that category. So I don't know. It's just really hard for me to take any of it all that serious right now, because I would much rather focus on the first round series that they have coming up here in 6 days.
Let's talk about, we'll get to Giannis, but I want to get your thoughts on momentum and playoffs. I'm a big believer in momentum, especially when it comes to baseball playoffs. You've seen the Cardinals multiple times, maybe not be the best team in baseball in the regular season, catch fire at the end of the year, and then ride that in. The Packers with Aaron Rodgers were definitely not the best team that year. They caught fire at the end of the season and rode that to a Super Bowl. For the NBA, you lose 8 of 11 going into the postseason. Now, you do get a significant break here to try and figure this out. And I know people want to bring up the Nuggets, but the Nuggets pretty much had it clinched by that point when things kind of went a little bit sideways on them. This year is a team that was still playing for seeding and so forth, and they've been battling injuries to go along with it. Are you concerned about going in with this type of, I don't know, negative momentum, if that's a thing?
I mean, it's certainly not ideal. I think you'd want this team to be playing a lot better. And, you know, it's been interesting the last couple of weeks because, to me, it has definitely felt like, you know, these last 10, 11 games, you know, they get to game 70 or whatever. And I've covered this Bucks team, you know, up close and personal for the last 5 years. They've been near the top of the standings. And when you get to game 70, you start to think, man, it's been a long season. We're at the top of standings. Guys deserve some days off. We need to, you know, get our bodies right. We need to focus on health. And I think the team overwhelmingly felt that again this year. And the major problem in from my perspective was they didn't earn it. Like, they didn't earn that time off. Like, they had a lot of work left to do. They were in a position with a new coach where, you know, they didn't actually, you know, have a full comprehension and understanding of everything that they were doing, and they hadn't found their identity. And to me, as I was watching it, I was like, oh my gosh, you guys have a lot of work to do. You should be working towards that. And in, you know, the clocks, the internal clocks of most of the players, it was like, hey, man, it's game 70. Like, we're just trying to get to the end, get to the playoffs healthy. And those two things were kind of pulling at each other, at least in my opinion. It just felt like everyone thought it was that time of year where, you know, you get to game 70, you got to make sure your body's right. And to me, it felt like they still had a lot of work to do. And, you know, to Doc Rivers' credit yesterday, he said this is going to be a week of work. We are going to work really hard this week because we have a lot of things that we need to figure out. And that was the right thing to say. But there's been a lot of times since Doc Rivers has been around that they've said the right thing and then not played the way that they should play. And that, to me, is really going to be the big question is, hey, it's fine if we look back on this and say, oh, okay, you know, those final 10 games, they were, you know, just trying to make sure their bodies were right. And, you know, they were, you know, feeling the end of the regular season. And then they come out and win a couple rounds here. They win three rounds. They go to the finals, whatever it is. If you have a successful postseason, all of that washes away. But if you don't, then all of us get to say, what were you guys doing for the final 3 weeks of the season when you had all this stuff to work on and you didn't actually get any of the work done?
See, and that's just it. Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at @Eric_Name. That's my thing. He has been talking about now playing one-on-one basketball, sharing the basketball. And what did we see yesterday? Same old, same old. Midway through the second quarter, we stopped sharing the basketball. And what happened? It went the wrong way again. I mean, that has been a constant. He's talked about this from, you know, almost day one. Last 3 minutes of quarters. Got to play better in the last 3 minutes of quarters. And almost like clockwork. They never play great in the last 3 minutes of a quarter, almost always. That's always been a thing. I mean, when you have tendencies like this, for as long as they've been the same tendencies, to think a week's going to fix it magically, to me, it seems a little outrageous and hard for me to believe, Eric.
To me, this is where it gets really difficult, is I don't know that this team feels like they have a ton to prove. Outside of Damian Lillard, most of that team has a championship ring. And most of that team, I think, feels a certain way about, you know, what they can do when everyone gets locked in and they're ready to go in the playoffs. And I know that the idea overall of flipping the switch makes everyone very uncomfortable, because it should. It's not a guarantee that you can actually flip it and you can actually do that. But I do think there is a level of belief within this team and within the organization that, like, hey, we have the talent to do this. we have the experience to do this. We can go out and do this. From the outside, it feels like, you know, you're just kind of praying that that's the case. There's little evidence from the regular season that would suggest that that is going to be the case. And so I'm with you in that it's really hard to believe that you're just going to be able to do it. But that doesn't mean they're going to be unable to do it, right? Like, this is kind of what happens as teams grow older, especially championship teams. You start to believe that you can do things a certain way because you've done them that way in the past, and that means you might not need to work as hard and try to prove as much during the regular season. So, it's not a comfortable place to be, I don't think. But again, until they lose, we can't say that they were wrong, right? We can't say that, you know, you didn't take this serious, you didn't do all those things. And by that point, it's obviously too late. But either they're going to be right and they can, you know, flip the switch and do all those things, or they can't and they lose. And then we can have those conversations about, you know, changes that might need to get made in the offseason.
Let's talk about the guy everybody wants me to ask you about, Giannis. Obviously, with that calf strain, thank God it was not the Achilles, because that's what I thought it was when he went down. So just the calf strain, I guess, is one way to put it. But Shams Charania earlier today talking about on social media, well, the fact that maybe it doesn't look all that great for him to be ready for the start of this series, but still several days, and it really will be closer to a game-time decision for Giannis. You're around him. How close do you think this is going to be to him playing to start this series?
He is a fascinating test case because you mentioned the magic word, Achilles, right? When the injury happened, that's what everyone was most concerned about. That was what, you know, everyone wanted to hear after the game. Did the test get done, and is the Achilles fully intact and all that? And that's a concern here, where maybe in years past with the injuries that he's dealt with, it wasn't a concern, right? Like when, you know, his knee blows up in the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, that was knee injuries, not a huge, you know, Achilles kind of scare there. That's just, you know, kind of pain tolerance and what he can do from a flexion standpoint, and, you know, how can he, you know, get the movement that he needs and the motion that he needs in his knee. All right, rehab that thing really hard, and then if you can play through it and you can get loose, all right, maybe you can find a way to do it. And obviously we all know that, you know, he comes back from an injury that, I don't know, probably should have taken a month or more to recover from in 6 days, and he plays in game one of the NBA Finals, he gets stronger as that a series goes on, and then he is an NBA champion because he's able to do that. Where this becomes more difficult is calf injuries are tricky. They just undeniably are. And I think Achilles is the magic word because everyone remembers the 2019 NBA playoffs, right? Over on the left side of the bracket, the Bucks were there in the Eastern Conference and trying to make their way. But over on the right side, you know, you have Kevin Durant go down in the second round against the Houston Rockets with a calf strain. He rehabs for the next 4 weeks. He comes back in the NBA Finals, and in the second quarter, he tears his Achilles. And when you tear your Achilles in the postseason, that means you
miss the next season.
Yep. And then you miss the next part of the next season. And that is something that, you know, if you're talking about worst case injuries, worst case scenarios for any franchise ever, your superstar player tearing Achilles is it. That is the thing, right? Like, modern medicine has gotten pretty good at ACLs and recovering from that, but Achilles are still the ones that are just going to totally change the way that the player plays and totally change the trajectory of the franchise. And when you have a calf injury, that the next thing that goes is the Achilles. That is the headliner. That is the concern when you have a calf injury. And that's why I think this is a really tough one to try to gauge and predict, because Giannis is going to attack this the way that he attacks every injury, which is a ton of rehab, a ton of treatment, round-the-clock work. That is what Giannis is doing right now, right? Like, you know, the day after that injury happened on Tuesday, on Wednesday we find out the results of the test and everything. Wednesday night they have another game, and, you know, as you're you know, walking into the locker room pregame and walking out, all of a sudden in the training room, there's Giannis Antetokounmpo getting some work done with one of the trainers. And it's like, that's how he attacks it, right? Like, it is going to be round the clock. So for 10 days, he's going to do that, which I think is where this timeline becomes really difficult to gauge. Because no matter what kind of timeline you put on it, we all know how quickly Giannis can recover from things, how superhuman seemingly he can be in these situations. And that's where it becomes more difficult, because it's like, all right, well, for 10 days, he didn't travel, he didn't do anything, he just stayed in Milwaukee, and he worked 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 and he worked. So what does that mean for game one? I don't know. Game one is still 6 days away. That is going to be on Sunday. And I think, one, a lot can change in that time. And then, two, I think you're just going to have to accept the fact that there is going to be that added level of caution because of the injury that it is. Because you have to have that concern about the Achilles, that, you know, that is going to, you know, color this entire situation, where you have to try to figure out, all right, he says he's ready, he says he's good to go, but can you risk, you know, putting him out on the floor at 95% or whatever it may be, because, you know, that Achilles is right there, and it's something that nobody wants to mess with. That's the worst possible thing you could have for an organization.
Eric Dame, I have one last one. For people that aren't aware and don't know, how hard is this going to be for the Bucks and this training staff to keep him off the floor when he wants to play?
You know, I mean, I think it's going to be very difficult, because he is someone that, you know, is very stubborn, strong-willed. You know, I've for years now, I've called him a Kobe-level lunatic, right? Like, this is what he is about. This is what his life is about. His life is about basketball and family. So he's going to do everything in his power to get on there. But to get on the floor, I would say, I do think this is a situation where he also understands the Achilles, and that is a thing that you just, I don't think, can risk. And that's where I think, you know, you get into how this is more complicated, is he will have to be the one that protects himself from himself in some ways, right? Like, the team can do things, and, you know, you can do tests and do all that stuff, and I'm sure they're going to be very, very cautious with all of that. But in the end, he's going to have to be the one that kind of decides what he wants to do, how he feels, you know, what the pain level is, how is he able to move and do all those things. And sometimes, you know, you got to just do what's best for you and be safe, but also, this is a dude that is insanely competitive, loves winning, loves being on the floor, and that could get into, you know, I don't want to say a dangerous spot, but, you know, it's a spot where they just have to be careful, because this is a really difficult injury to try to rehab from and recover from and get back on the floor in a short period of time.
No doubt about it. He is Eric Name. Follow him at Eric_Name. Go buy his book if you haven't. It's been out for a while. I'm not sure why you wouldn't have it already. 100 Things Bucks Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. On Amazon, it's $11.70. You all should go buy one right now. Thank you very much. Eric, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Take care. There he is. Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Again, follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. A couple minutes here before the other timeout. I want to read some of these tweets that we got in here, because I want to switch topics to the Brewers coming up in the next hour and talk a little bit about the Brewers, because, again, I haven't had a Brewers podcast, so I'm looking forward to talking some Brewers baseball with y'all coming up next. And then Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. We'll get to him as well at 4 o'clock. A couple of things. Number one, Sean O'Connell, who is a longtime listener of 1250 and so forth, tweeted out earlier, I have my fingers crossed that Notebook Mike calls into Sparky's new show, and hopefully we can get some progress on the search. Find Notebook Mike. Hashtag Find Notebook Mike. Yeah, for those of you that don't know who Notebook Mike is, longtime listener, would call into all the shows and have his thoughts. And he listened all day. Have his thoughts written down about what he wanted to talk about, all the different topics. Normally, he'd wait a little bit later in the show to call in. And he'd call in all the time. Yeah, I would love to hear from Notebook Mike. Hope he is doing well since, I mean, again, I haven't talked to him since last time we were on the radio. It wasn't like I had his personal phone number and could give you an update of how he is doing at this point. Lots of tweets coming in on the Damian Lillard topic because of Stephen A. Smith. You have the Bucks. Do you think the Bucks should trade Damian Lillard if the Bucks bow out early in the playoffs? Now, Paul Henning, Save My Bucks guy, follow him at Bruce City Paul, was like, why are we doing this right now, Sparky? What are we doing? I was like, Stephen A. Smith brought this up. Paul Henning's response was he hates Milwaukee. He hates that Giannis is here, and we got Dame to pair with him. Wouldn't expect anything less from him than to try and drum up drama before the playoffs even start. Dame has a legacy on the line. He's going to ball out and give everything he's got to win. And that is pretty much what the Bucks must have happened from Damian Lillard if Giannis can't play in a series. Now, he has heard Eric's name. And, you know, what does everybody think when they hear that Achilles story? Kevin Durant. Because that's exactly what happened. Durant had the calf strain, came back obviously too soon, even though they thought he was okay, blew out his Achilles. And then, of course, he badmouthed Golden State after that, yada, yada, yada. But that's what happened to him. And you would have to think the Bucks front office the same thing for Giannis. So I'm sure if I'm John Horst and Peter Fagan and those guys, I'm thinking to myself, okay, we got the first couple at home, right? So we're not going to play Giannis at home. Nope. We're going to see if we can win at least one game at home and be 1-1. Then we're going to play that first game in Indiana and see if we can steal that one to go to 2-1 without having to play Giannis. If I'm them, I'm going to try and get through the series without having to have him on the floor. Now, if you get to a game 6 or a closeout game, if it's earlier in the series, there's a closeout game, or you're in trouble in the series, and then it's Giannis feels fine, you've been arguing back and forth with you for days that he can play, then if you want to run him out there, cool. But if I'm those guys, after listening to Eric Name of The Athletic there, I'm trying to slow play Giannis as much as possible. Trying to keep him off the floor for as long as possible. If they played the Knicks first instead of the Pacers, I'd feel better about the Bucks winning that series without Giannis. I would. Maybe it's disrespectful to the Knicks, but I'm not as concerned about the Knicks as I am the Pacers. And the only reason I'm concerned about the Pacers is because of what they've done to the Bucks in the regular season, which I know doesn't mean much. But again, Young can get out and run, creates big problems for the Bucks. In the beginning of the year, they were shooting the three ball really well, which means they're capable of shooting the ball three ball well. Now, they've been had bit by injuries, so it's not exactly the same roster they faced earlier. But they're still a dangerous team, and they're well coached by Rick Carlisle. So it's not like it's some first-year coach that's trying to figure out in Indiana. This dude has won. He's won a ring. Like, he's been to the mountaintop. He knows how to get things done. And he's got a young, hungry, aggressive team. So that's what makes this a very interesting matchup. And, of course, after every game, we'll have the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan. Take a quick timeout. Come back. Other side. I really need to get something off my chest about what happened in the offseason. I'm sorry. I know it's a little outdated. And they're like, oh, come on, Sparky. That was how long ago? I haven't been in front of one of these live on a radio talking Brewers since 22. So I got to catch up. So you're going to have to deal with me catching up a little bit here next. And then I got a question. That's next. Wisconsin Sports Daily. Phone number, put it in your phone. I want to hear from all of you. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Here, right here. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. You, me, Monday, April 15th. Show 1, 2024.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book. on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.